I'm Derek Cardwell. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we are talking to three members of the Knoxville girls basketball team, and all three of them seniors, Natalie Collins, Anna Butel, and Brittany Bacorn. And this is one of the interviews I look forward to every year, the Panthers versus Cancer interview. We're not going to spend a lot of time on the season itself. We can talk about that throughout the season. This is about the special event coming up on January 12th. And I guess, Natalie, I'll start with you because you're kind of the closest within microphone reach here. You have seen this event from the stands as a middle schooler, and now last few years you've gotten to participate as a high school kid. What does this event mean to you personally?
It means so much, especially since my mom had cancer and she passed away from that. It means just so much to see the crowd come and people donating so much money. And along with like the cancer relay, I'm involved in that. So that really plays like a big role in Panthers versus Cancer.
And I'm not going to get Natalie to spill the beans because she won't until the actual day. But I know the cancer relay has been hard at work, not only after the event, before the event, but after the event too, raising some extra money for everything.
Yeah, we have. We've been trying our best to raise as much as we can. And like you said, I can't spill yet what it is, but we're very excited about the total.
It's a big number, I think, just to see in her face. Anna Butel, you have a very important part of history in this program. You were the very first honoree. I know you don't remember any of it because you were just a toddler, but you have become now a thriving young lady who is playing basketball, a very important member of this basketball team, but you also get very excited about this day because of a very important reason.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited for this game because it's incredibly important to me. Cancer has played a huge role in my life, whether it's just having it or knowing people and losing people. It's a huge part of my story. And I love seeing the community rally together around this event and around survivors and people who haven't survived and people who are currently fighting. Like, it's just amazing seeing the community come out for this.
And Brittany, I know the volleyball team earlier in the year had a little thing of kind of your own little celebration to say. Now you get to do it for the final time in your high school career. What's this mean to you personally to be a part of this, put on the pink uniform for one final time before everything's over?
Yeah, it means a lot. I'm excited, obviously. Kind of sad it's the last time, but I think we're all excited to just play, put those pink uniforms on, and have fun out there.
It's a little bit different this year. It's not on a Saturday. It's on a Friday, and you're not playing Sheraton either. How different is that going to be, or is it just going to be the same event, just a different opponent across the way?
Yeah, it's obviously different. I think when we first heard about it, we were a little sad because of all the activities that happened on Saturday, but it'll still be the same atmosphere, so we're excited about that.
And what are some of the activities during? I know there'll be the auction and everything, the honor ceremony. Is there anything else, Anna, that will happen during the games, after the games, that will take place?
So during the halftime of the boys game, I will be cutting my hair and donating it, and I will have a group of past survivors who have impacted my life cutting it.
And where will this be donated? I know there's a lot of places that you can donate your hair to for obviously wigs made for cancer patients.
It'll be donated to the organization Wigs for Kids. They don't charge their, I guess, customers for wigs like some other organizations do. So I really wanted to give it to them.
All right. How different will you look without the long hair?
You know, it's going to be a pretty big chop. I'm guessing it'll be around like a foot that I'm cutting off. So hopefully not too different, but it'll be different.
You sound a little nervous about this. A lot of girls, are very particular about their hair.
No, yeah, I'm definitely a little nervous. I can't picture myself with short hair, but it's not the first time I've donated. I donated in the summer after sixth grade, and I shaved my head for that, so it won't be as short as that this time, but it's still going to be short.
And Natalie, I know not only the cancer relay, but just being a part of that and being there in that honor circle to honor, I believe, two survivors or however many you're going to honor and hear their stories as well.
Yeah, it's just amazing seeing, like, everyone all come together and just honoring that, like, person. And just, like, people that we know that have had cancer, passed away from cancer, or are just, like, fighting it today. And it's just amazing to see that.
All right, I'm going to go down the line and kind of give all three of you each a spiel, you know, 30 seconds, however long you want. Why should people come out Friday, January 12th to this event?
I think everyone should come out just because it's so great for our community. We have one of the biggest in the country, I think. So it's great to just support this and to raise money for a great cause.
I think people should come out to hear the story of the person being honored and to kind of like pay respects in that sense.
Just like both of them said, it's all about community and bringing everyone together. And it's really amazing to see like everyone there and supporting that person. So please come out and enjoy.
All right. Natalie Collins, Anna Butel, and Brittany Bacorn, thank you. And we know it's going to be an awesome event, ladies.